Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tati. Can I help me help you?
Yeah.
Are you related to with Fireplace Ultimate or something like that?
Fireplace?
No. This is the number I was given.
Okay. Could you tell me about what's wrong, ma'am?
My bank called me and left me a message saying that something that was ordered on my card number, which is not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out what it is and where it come from and how that goes.
Okay, ma'am. Could I get your last name, please?
Cunningham.
Cunningham.
Correct.
Okay. First and last name, please.
I'm sorry?
Your first name, because I got your last name.
Carol. Carol.
Could you verify your address for me, Ms. Carol Cunningham?
Yeah, it's 657 North Baker Avenue, East Wenatchee, Washington.
Okay.
9802.
Okay. All right. Just give me a few minutes. My computer is wanting to not do what it's supposed to do. But, okay, well, it looks like back on 5/14/2022, it looks like it was a kitchen something that was, did you do a survey and it told you to pick out your gift and it was something that you ordered and then you just paid $7.95 for shipping and handling? Well,
no.
Okay, well, that's what was going on with this account. No charges have went through since then because I believe if this is what I'm thinking it is, you said you didn't know anything about this, but basically what it was a welcoming gift, thanking you for joining a Factor Direct Savings Club. And in the terms and agreements that were with that, I don't know exactly what that was. Hold on with me now. We'll find out though. Hold on.
I think it was $7.95 or something like that.
Yeah, it was $7.95. That was back on the 14th. Yes, ma'am. It was just $7.95 was the only thing that was charged to you. The rest of the charges were declined. So basically,
yeah,
it was a.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to have that $7.95 reimbursed because this is not me. I don't know who got my debit card or what the hell is going on.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, ma'am.
Thank you. Fire something.
Okay, ma'am, that $7.95 has been refunded to you. It will take 3 to 5 business days before that will be back to your account. I am also blacklisting this account, so no further charges can be charged to your account through this email, this phone number, this email, phone number, address, and name.
Okay. What is the email address you have?
I got a CECE Cunningham 19556 at gmail.com.
That is my email.
It's fine, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. I understand. Most of the time, it was $7.95 for something, but I do not see that anything was shipped to you. So that's why they have it that it can be refunded to you. I do not see any other information saying that it was canceled. No, it does. It said it was something. Hold on. No, ma'am. And it has nothing else on there that has been processed. So everything has been canceled and everything has been, that $7.95 has been refunded to you.
Okay. What I want to ask is, the order was coming to my address at 301A?
Mm-mm, ma'am. You told me your other address was...
Well, it's 657 North Baker Avenue,
301A. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what is going on because...
I have
that
no...
That is the correct address, but I have not ordered anything. So, I've got a case going on with fraud and theft from my home.
Okay.
With the police department. And I didn't realize if my account was attacked. So
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Kind of confused.
Yeah, because I have a credit card. Let me see. What is it? A Visa card ending in 0211.
That's my card, but
yes,
I'm and this is for fire what?
I have no idea exactly what it was, but I know one thing it was that it said it was something for the kitchen.
Something for the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I can tell you because of basically what I'm looking at, it was probably like a survey that was done and then it told you to pick your prize and you paid for the shipping and handling.
No, that would not be me. So, because I don't do that stuff. But anyway, okay. Well, I appreciate you refunding this. I just wanted to know where it came from.
I could not tell. I could not tell you other than I know exactly what some of these charges are looking like and some of these campaigns are looking like. But basically, I cannot really even tell you exactly what the campaign was and what, but I, you know, like the reoccurring charge that you have, I know exactly what it was going to be for, but I don't know exactly. Most of the time I can tell when it comes to if it was a sweepstake or if it was a survey. That's how I know. Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me what it was for?
I don't know exactly what the survey was for. I do not know. Only thing I know is this was a survey.
I don't do surveys. I just don't do those because they cause problems, obviously. But I'm just trying to figure out because I've got, like I said, I have an open case with somebody that has stole my and my grandson's identity. So I just want to make sure that it doesn't get charged to me and I will turn it into the police department.
That's fine, but it's everything that was charged. I mean, you've been refunded the $7 and the $7.95, and nothing else has been charged to you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that because if it gets charged to me, there's more money coming out because I don't have that kind of money in my account.
No, ma'am. It's no more money coming out of your account.
Okay. Well, like I said, my bank just called me about this, and it was like, what are you talking about? But I appreciate it. I just wanted to find out what it was or who was or when it was.
Yes, ma'am, but that's exactly what's going on. It has been taken care of, so nothing else will be taken out of your account, and your account is completely closed.
Okay. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a